Now, we've progressed a little further towards the macrocarp. I haven't quite got there yet, but we're standing under a native tree, which is often sort of bypassed, but it has some very interesting features. It's the koikoi, or Dicoxylum spectabile, if you want the botanical name, and it's interesting for a number of reasons. It's a true member of the mahogany family and has very, very beautiful wood, although it's not always consistently good, and it's very difficult to get a really good piece of it, so it's never been regarded as a choice timber tree in New Zealand, but nevertheless the wood is very beautiful in the mahogany sense. But it has this unusual characteristic of the flower racemes, and they finish up looking like sort of racemes of lily of the valley, but they emerge from hard wood. They come out of the bark, not on the ends, you know, where the leaves are, but they emerge on older parts of the stem. And if you look back right into the base of the tree, where it's a, what is it, it's sort of 40 centimetres in diameter, there are still masses of flower spikes coming out all along the stems. Yes, right on the main trunk, you'll see they, it never seems to lose the capacity to send out flower stems, and that is a very unusual condition. You don't see that in many trees. These are followed by, we're seeing buds now, but the next phase is the little flowers open. They're not very spectacular. As I say, they're like small lily of the valley flowers. And then they're followed by fruits, which to all intents and purposes look like sort of small walnuts. Not the walnut with the track. Sorry?
You see them lying in Maranui tracks.
Yes, yes, and they have quite pretty seeds in them.